This is Wellness 101, brought to you by the Institute of Natural Health, your home for common sense, science-based healthcare. Here's your host, Dr. TJ Williams.
Hey, and welcome to the show, everyone. It's Dr. TJ. With me, as always, is Aaron.
Hi.
It's all smiley in this in this fun new year. So today we've got a topic that we seem to talk about every year at this time is New Year's resolutions.
And today, I don't know if we did talk about it before.
Did we not talk about it last year?
I don't know that we have, but I'm super excited about it because I feel like I just love this time of year where there's just so much hope for what, you know, the new year is going to bring. And I think it's a really good time to stop and kind of reevaluate where you are, where you want to go, and, you know, kind of break down the steps of what you need to do to get where you want to be, you know, for the year.
Right.
Where do you want to be this time next year?
Right. There's so much information out there regarding New Year's resolutions, people just, you know, saying, oh, you've got to do this and you have to do that and you have to do something else. And I mean, we just get bombarded and frankly, overwhelmed with everything that comes at us. And so today on the show, we're going to try to help sift through some of this and just make it more simple and an easier process to say, okay, this is what I want to achieve and this is how I'm going to do it. That's the key piece here.
And kind of, you know, whatever your resolutions are. And I mean, we're of course focusing on becoming healthier in the new year because I think that's why people listen to us.
Right.
That's why you're paying attention. But we're going to go through them. I think we've got 20 different tips that we have.
Oh, I don't know if we're going to get through 20.
I think we can get through 20.
I don't know.
But just
I tell stories.
You know, little things that are, you know, that you can focus on to make the new year easier and make it easier for you to, you know, to complete your resolutions.
Right.
Keep your resolutions. That's
to keep them.
And if
you're like most of us or most people, you make a resolution and then what's today? The sixth? By today, it's already you've toasted on that. It's already gone. You've blown it. Now you're like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, it doesn't have to be like that. Right? The thing is we've got to have a why, right? We have to have a why that is bigger than any excuse you can make. So whatever your resolution is.
And that's number one, because I know people who are listening to us take notes. And number one is figure out the why.
The why has to be so much bigger than any excuse that you can ever make so that you are constantly working towards the why. Right? Just setting a goal of, I want to lose weight. Okay, why? Why do you want to lose weight? Do you want to lose weight for, you know, health reasons? Do you want to lose weight to have more energy? Do you want to lose weight to be able to spend time with your grandkids? Do you want to lose weight to be able to have a baby? I don't know why you're losing weight, but you have to have a why no matter what it is that you're doing.
Yeah, if you don't know why you're doing it, it's going to be so much harder to stick to whatever your resolution is. And this is going to be very individual for each person. And I think, you know, especially when we talk about getting healthy, it's funny because we have a number of people who've come into the clinic and said, you know, I mean, a lot of, you know, that come in are there for weight control or, you know,
hormone imbalance.
Yeah. And things. But I mean, one of the things we hear a lot is, I just want to look better, you know,
right.
And I know that's not a good reason. That's a totally fine reason.
It's
a
perfect
like,
reason.
I don't care at all what your reasoning is for wanting to get healthier if it motivates you to get healthier, right? So, I mean, I don't think it's, you know, we're not here to be judging what your reasoning is. If it's because you want to look good in a swimsuit, totally fine if that's what motivates you. It will motivate some people. It will not motivate others, but it's got to be individual to you.
And it's funny that you bring that up. We did a house call a couple of days ago, and we do these from time to time for clients that want us to come to their house. And it was an initial visit, and we're sitting there talking. And, you know, this individual is just wanting as much information as possible to be as healthy as they can possibly be. And, you know, that's, they just want to know what's wrong, because the person said, literally said, I'm turning 40 and I want to be the healthiest I can possibly be. I want to know where there are shortfalls so I can overcome those to be a better me. Right? And this is huge. This person, I mean, this person is younger than I am. This isn't someone who's, you know, 70 years old and finally deciding to, you know, get healthy. This is someone who's younger than I am sitting here saying, okay, I have to take control of my health so I can be a better person.
And someone who doesn't have health issues. And we've talked about this so many times on this show. I mean, of course, we help people all the time who have been suffering with, you know, illnesses for years. And, you know, have been to numerous conventional doctors. No one can figure out what's wrong. But it's also just great to have people come in and say, you know what? I'm not having issues. I want to make sure that I continue that way.
Right.
So where am I? And what, because I mean, we've talked about this a number of times. We all know or have heard of people who have been, you know, extremely healthy and then dropped dead of a heart attack. We can prevent that. And so it's, you know, I mean, if we're testing, we know if there are problems there and what you need to do to fix those problems before it gets to that point.
Right.
So just
it's extremely rare. It's extremely rare that someone just drops dead for no reason of a heart attack.
Right.
Something was there. It just was never checked.
Right. And you can't just go off of how you feel. And that's why it's great when we have people who come in and say, you know, I don't feel bad. I just want to make sure that something isn't brewing underneath that I need to be addressing.
Right.
That's great.
So first off, you have to figure out your why. And the second step of this, number two, Aaron, and, number two.
Right, number two. And these aren't in any particular order, although I do think figure out your why is probably the biggest one because that's what's going to keep you motivated. Well, no one has an infinite amount of willpower. Just don't.
And number two is pretty important, too,
yes,
in figuring out first, because number two is figuring out what gets sacrificed. There's only so much time in a day. There are only so many things that you can do and or accomplish in a day. So you're going to have to figure out if, you know, sitting in front of the TV and watching 3 hours worth of television every night is going to move you in the direction of getting better, right? Is it going to move the boat forward? That's the thing. I mean, this is the whole, you know, was an Australian rowing team a couple of Olympics ago. They finished almost dead last, and then they all decided, hey, you know what? We're gonna operate over the next 4 years of, does this make the boat go faster? So everything that they did, they asked themselves, is this going to make the boat go faster? If I sit down and watch a movie, is that going to make the boat go faster? No, it's not. If I spend an extra hour in the weight room, is that going to make the boat go faster? Yes. If I spend an extra hour rowing, is that going to make the boat go faster? Yes. And that's how they worked, operated for 4 years. And the next Olympics comes around, they win gold. And that was their whole thing. That was their mantra was, is this going to make the boat go faster? We have to operate this in a very similar manner. Is this going to make me healthier? Is the food that I'm about to put in my mouth going to help me grow, or is it going to kill me? It's that simple.
Right.
Is it good for me? Is it bad for me? We all know this. This is common sense stuff.
But I think this is one of, you know, choosing what gets sacrificed is, you know, it's about the fact that so many people come in and say, you know, they haven't had time to take care of their health. And then, of course, they end up in a situation where they absolutely have to do something about their health because they have a problem.
Or there's not enough time to get themselves back.
Right. And so I think if, you know, if your health is a priority, say that is, you know, we talked about weight, say losing weight is a priority in the new year. Okay, what things that, you know, because you've already filled your day, right? You filled your day in the past years not focusing on losing weight. So what things that are in your day as it stands are you going to remove to have time to prep healthy meals and work out? And, you know, the other things that you have set in place that are going to help you lose weight, because something has to give. And if you don't actively choose what those things are, then you're leaving it up to chance. And I mean, our whole show is about taking control of your life and figuring out what is going to work best for you. So you have to be able...
Our whole clinic is about that.
Right.
It's about taking control of your life.
So, I mean, and this may not be easy for everyone. And that's why I think it's really important to think about this step, because we get a lot of people who come in and they're like, you know, I've got, you know, kids who have to go to practice and they've got games and they've got, you know, I don't have time to do all this stuff. Well, okay, you're going to have to choose what's the most important. And if you were sick, you'd be forced to do that anyway.
Right.
So let's choose, okay, maybe you go to, you know, half of this, of one of your child's games, and you don't make it to the other half because you're in the gym. I mean, I'm not saying that that is the choice that you're going to make, but you're going to have to make a choice because you can't, you know, you can only sacrifice sleep for so long, right?
Right.
I mean, you've got to be able to get an adequate amount of sleep, and you've got to be able to have the time for the things that are most important to you. So most of us have something in our lives that are we're able to, you know, to kind of put on someone else's plate, you know, or put on the back burner for the time being.
Right.
You just need to figure out what those things are. So because something will end up getting sacrificed. So it's better if you actively choose.
Right. Might as well. Yeah, exactly. Be the one in control and choosing what gets sacrificed as opposed to, you know, leaving that up to chance. The next one, thing that is important is letting go of what doesn't serve you or what drains you or doesn't require your strengths, right? It's all kind of they're all very similar, right? There are a lot of things that don't serve us. Sitting on Instagram 3 hours a day doesn't serve us, right? It just doesn't. If you want to check it really quick once in a great while, okay, that's fine.
Candy Crush doesn't serve you.
Candy Crush does not serve
you.
Oh my gosh, no. Facebook doesn't serve you. I mean, these things just don't serve you. You've got to, it's okay to say no. We're giving you permission to say no to these things that don't serve you. And then, like Aaron and I, one of the things that we do, we just don't take the time to do a lot of meals. We outsource some of our meals.
We are at a point now where the two of us are both so busy. I mean, we're running the clinic. You know, I work full time as an attorney. I mean, we've got a 10-month-old. We've got all of these things going on. And so we're constantly looking at what can we delegate, what can we, you know, outsource. And yeah, we outsource some of our cooking, some of our cleaning, and we're constantly looking for more things that we can outsource and have someone else do for us so that
I'm trying to outsource breathing. So if anybody can figure that out for me, I'm all
aboard.
Because
there are so many things that only we can do. And so I want as much of our time to be spent on the things that are our specific strengths that only we can do, and outsource the other things. And that's really, I think, a good way to look at it.
We've got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll mention a couple of things that we outsource and who we outsource to. You're listening to Wellness 101.
You're listening to Wellness 101, brought to you by the Institute of Natural Health. For more information, visit them online at theinstituteofnaturalhealth.com or by phone 314-293-8123.
Welcome back, everyone. If you're just tuning in today on the show, we are talking about New Year's resolutions, and we're just kind of cutting through some of the noise to help you be better at setting a resolution for the new year and take control of your 2019. And before the break, we were talking about things that, you know, the point that we were making was, you know, let go of what doesn't serve you, things that drain you or don't require your strengths. And Aaron and I were talking about things that we outsource. You know, we outsource some of the cleaning at our house. We outsource some of the meals. One of the meal prep companies that we utilize is actually a St. Louis-based company. It's called Metabolic Meals. They're fantastic. We've been using them for, oh gosh, well over a year.
Right. And
year and a half, maybe.
I want to say that we, we've planned to mention a few different companies here. We don't have any connection. I mean,
no,
we're not getting
not
anything for this. I'm just trying to be helpful, especially for people who are in our area, though I think most of these are nationwide.
Yeah, they go nationwide.
So, you know, but that we have personally used and we have found beneficial.
Yeah.
And I think with outsourcing the meals too, I wanted to tie that back to the number two, which is choose what gets sacrificed. I mean, TJ will tell you, we both, but I think me in particular, I had a really hard time when we first were outsourcing meals, and not just meals, but also some of the baby food prep, because I was adamant about the fact that, like, I wanted to be, you know, providing for us and, you know, being able to have these home cooked meals and, you know, especially the baby food, it was all going to be made by us. And
made by us means made by TJ. She's like, no, that's not true. It's not true. I was just teasing. She did not like my interjection there, ladies and gentlemen. But that did not go over well.
It's something had to give, right? And it was something that I'm like, okay, how important is it that I'm actually the one doing it? I mean, really, right. What I need to focus on is that we're getting good food, nutritious right. food, and so is our son. And so you have to make those sacrifices, even though for some reason it was personally very important to me to, you know, be making that food. You can't do everything. And it wasn't something that required,
and
you
we
know,
still make
I
a lot.
Do,
right? We still we make a lot. We spent the whole weekend making yes. food. But we outsource some. I mean, just
because he eats a lot,
he eats a ton. Golly, how much does a 10-month-old eat?
But you know, there are all of these, you know, services where you can, you know, just drive up to the store and they'll bring out, you know, your groceries to your car. They'll deliver your groceries for you. You know, right. things like that. All of those, you know, we have a little bit harder time using any of that because we're very particular about, you know,
right.
what exactly we're using. But those are just some options for, you know, letting go of the things that you aren't the only person that can do.
Right. So moving right along, choosing a motto or a mantra. We've used mottos and mantras in our personal and professional lives for quite some time.
It's actually something, I mean, when we were talking and prepping for the show, it's actually something that I have personally done as long as I can remember. Like, honestly, it's kind of funny, but I remember when I was, you know, 5 years old, I remember thinking when I was going into school, like I would have certain things I'd repeat to myself about, you know, how the day was going to go. And I mean, it's just something I've instinctively done, but I've shared it with a number of people. And I think it's really helpful.
Right.
Because for two reasons, I think it's good to focus your mind. I think it's also good because a lot of us have these negative scripts that are constantly going through our heads, and two things won't go through your head at the same time. So if you actively choose what you're thinking, you have a better chance that it's going to be positive, right? So we have...
Because what you think about, you bring about.
Right.
And so if you're repeating to yourself positive things over and over and over again, there's no room for the negative thought.
And it's different than, I think, just, you know, this, like... just general positive thinking and, you know, trying to not see what is going wrong in your life. Because, I mean, I used this when I was really, really sick. And I know I've talked about this a lot, but I was not functioning. So I was to the point where there was very little that I could point to in my life that was good. But one of the things that I constantly told myself was I'm grateful for this life and the lessons that it is teaching me. And that's one that I would constantly repeat over and over to myself, because I was still alive, right? I mean, and so, and you know, I mean, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger,
yeah.
right? I mean, and that's what I, and also another one that I use, a lot that both of us do is the universe is conspiring in my favor because, and that's been a really good one for me
right.
when something seemingly bad happens. Because I just think a lot of the bad things that happen in our lives, and not all of them, I mean, I know there are a lot of things that cause a lot of grief, but a lot of the things that seem bad in the moment end up either, you know, pointing us in the right direction or opening doors that we couldn't even see were there. So I think, you know, it kind of changes your perspective of, you know, I don't know what good or how good could possibly come out of the situation, but the universe is conspiring in my favor. So.
Right. Yeah, I don't have anything else to add. That was great. So next piece is talking about manageable goals, setting manageable goals. And there's acronyms out there. The one we like is SMART, stands for specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time sensitive. With your objectives and your goals, they have to be specific, extremely specific. If you want to get a new car, if your goal is to get a new car, you need to be so specific with that car, make, model, year, color, interior color, what the thing smells like, everything that you can think about as specific as possible. That's what we're talking about. Measurable. You have to be able to measure what it is that you're doing. This is one of the things, you know, as patients of our clinic, they know that they're going to get measured. They know that we are going to measure values, laboratory values, whatever they may be, and then in a timely manner, whatever, every lab is different. You may test one in 2 weeks. You may test another one in 3 months. You may test another one in 6 months. We're going to retest. We are going to measure our progress. So the goal needs to be specific, measurable, attainable. You can't set out to be a billionaire if you're, you know, if you are completely flat broke today and be a billionaire by the end of 2019. That just doesn't happen. That's not attainable. It needs to be something that is actually attainable. Relevant. It has to be relevant to what it is that you are trying to achieve. And then time sensitive. You've got to set times to this. You know, your objective may be, you know, there may be multiple pieces to it. You may be a very large goal. And so you want to make sure that you have this much done in 30 days, and this much done in 60 days, and this much done in 90 days. You've got to be time sensitive. So, you know, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, time sensitive are extremely important ways to manage your goals. That way you can make sure that you actually achieve them. Aaron has nothing to add on that. Yay.
No, I think that's good.
And then the next one is taking control of your diet. This kind of goes back to us outsourcing part of our meal prep is being prepared and planning your meals. If you don't outsource, don't fall into the rut of just, okay, well, I don't know what I'm going to cook. Let's just go through the drive-through and grab this, or right. Let's just go out and eat here.
Take that off the table to where it's not even an option anymore. You'll be forced to meal plan.
Right.
And really, you have to prepare for this, right? I mean, if you're not planning out your meals and what you're going to eat, then you're opening yourself up to being in a position where you're starving and you don't have anything good with you to eat. I mean, I think, you know, that's always been one of my strong suits, to be honest, but I'm extra particular about it now because I have celiac disease and I've got a bunch of food sensitivities. And so I don't have the option running through.
Well, and I travel a lot. And so one of the things, you know, we know my schedule and when I'm going to travel, and it's like, okay, what do you and the little guy have to eat for the 3 or 4 days that
because
I'm going to be gone?
It's really difficult. And those of you with little kids know, I mean, it's difficult for me to be cooking meals when it's just me and him there,
right?
I mean, because climbing on everything, I mean, it's just, and so we're like, all right, when the both of us are home, what is going to be cooked so that when, you know, if he's gone over the weekend, I know that meals are taken care of.
And if I'm somewhere that I'm able to drive rather than fly, I'm prepping my own meals and taking my own meals on the road with me.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a 2-for-1 thing. Now, if I fly, it's a little different. I pack bars and things like that, but there's a lot of time and energy that is spent in that realm of, okay,
because
let's
food
make
is
sure
so
we
important.
Have, yes, we spend money on food. If you want to know what we spend our money on, we spend our money on food.
And taking control of your diet too, I want to just throw in there, get your food sensitivities checked.
Yep.
I mean, this is the year to do it if you haven't already, because you don't have a rule book for your life if you don't know what your food sensitivities are. So you could be eating, you know, trying so hard to stick to a healthy diet when the foods that you're eating aren't healthy for you.
Right.
They're actually toxic for you. So you have to get that figured out. That should be, you know, a baseline of starting to live a healthier life in 2019.
Right. One other thing before we take this break that is important is doing a kitchen cleanse. Go through, take out, eliminate the temptations. Throw all the junk food away. Throw all the garbage away. Get it out of there. If it's not in your house, you're not going to eat it.
Right. And I've talked about this a lot before because, you know, TJ will make fun of me. He's like, you have no willpower. And I'm like, nope. So we got to work around that because I just don't have it in the house. And it's funny because, you know, I mean, we all have different things that tempt us. And I mean, there are a lot of things I just won't touch. And we don't generally have bad things anyway. But I can't have the things that I'm tempted by in the house with me because I just don't trust myself.
Right.
I just don't. And there's no reason to have them around because if I have to drive to the store, well, I've got a 10-month-old. I'm probably not doing that. But also, it's so much less likely to happen.
Right.
And I think set yourself up for success.
Yeah. Don't set yourself up for failure. All right. We got to take another break. When we come back, we're going to continue on with helping you make the best of your New Year's resolutions. You're listening to Wellness 101.
You're listening to Wellness 101, brought to you by the Institute of Natural Health. For more information, visit them online at theinstituteofnaturalhealth.com or by phone 314-293-8123.
And welcome back to the show, everyone. That's a great bumper song. I like that. I was not prepared. She's so kissable. Who was that? I forgot it. I don't even know who that was. But I've heard that song before. Anyway, now I'm all thrown off.
Yeah, you really are.
It did. It hit me. It took me for a loop. If you're just tuning in, we are talking about New Year's resolutions and how to kind of cut through the noise and help you make the best out of 2019. By taking control of your resolution, figuring out what will work and what doesn't work, and just kind of streamlining yourself. And before the break, we were talking about, we mentioned doing a kitchen cleanse. And it's so important to get rid of things that cause temptation. And, you know, that, like Aaron said, if you can't handle, you know, having, you know, some dark chocolate in the house because you'll eat all of it all at once, then just don't have it there.
Well, and you know, I mean, what was it, like a week or two ago where it was in the evening and I was like, I really want mac and cheese. And I'm just like, and I like dug through the entire, I'm like, we don't have any mac and cheese hiding anywhere. And you know what? It didn't kill me.
Good job, TJ. Right. There was no mac and cheese.
No mac and cheese, which I shouldn't have been eating. I don't even know where it came from. And TJ just thought it was hilarious.
I have an idea.
What?
I have an idea where it came from.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so anyway, like, it's not going to kill you if you don't eat
true
what you're, you know, wanting at that moment. You know, I didn't die from it. It was just, but if it had been in the house, totally would have eaten it.
Yep.
And I would have eaten the whole thing myself because he was laughing, so there would have been no sharing.
That's true. I'm still laughing about it. All right. Next on the list is move a little bit each day. We are, as a society, very sedentary, meaning we don't exercise anywhere near what we should. We've got to be better at that. You know, with the use of these, what do you call the little Fitbits and Apple Watches and things that are tracking your movement, we can gauge how much we're moving a lot better now than we used to, you know, 5 years ago. So get yourself one of those and make sure you're achieving specific levels of movement. We've just got to get up and move more. It's going to help a lot. You know, you don't necessarily have to go to the gym to get a workout in.
Right. And we kind of put this both ways because I know that so many people who come into the clinic and we tell them, you know, at least move, you know, get some movement in a day, and people start doing that and see great results. I happen to be someone that doesn't seem to work for. And so I just want to throw it out there. You have to know yourself, because I am better setting out a specific time and getting in a workout than I am moving throughout the day. I mean, if I'm outside,
get a workout partner too.
Right.
Someone to hold you accountable.
Well, if I'm outside, I mean, of my house, a lot of times I'm in heels. Like, I'm not going to do like an extra lap around the house or around the office or, you know, walk up the stairs. You know, people say take the stairs. Like, no, I'm not doing that in heels. I would rather go to the – it just doesn't make sense. And I think a lot of times when I hear people say that, I'm like, that doesn't really work for women. So just know yourself and either, you know, I mean, one of the two ways will work for you. Either, you know, make sure you schedule a small amount of time to at least get in some physical activity, or try to break it up, you know, throughout the day and move, you know, just be more active.
Right. So moving a little each day, then take it a day at a time. Next up is that. Just don't try not to get overwhelmed by the magnitude of what it is you're trying to accomplish. You know, how's the saying go? We overestimate what we can do in a year, but we underestimate what we can do in a lifetime. We've got to just, you know, go through each day. Make a list. Have a list of the things that you want to accomplish that day. It doesn't have to be a long list, right? We don't put 100 things on your list and get at the end of the day and you only were able to knock out 10 or 15 of them, and then you feel like a complete failure that day.
Yeah, it's good to have, like, a good 5 that you're like, you know, these are the most important things that I get done today.
Right.
And take it one day at a time. And so if, you know, say your resolution is to be more active. Okay. So each day, that's, you know, one of the most important things you're going to do is make sure that you do some sort of physical activity. And so you put it at the top of your priority list and you only focus on that day. You know, you don't think about the fact that, oh my gosh, I have so much to do and I'm going to be having to take out, you know, half an hour to an hour every single day for a whole year. I mean, that's overwhelming. Just focus on the day in front of you and figuring it out for that day.
And in case you're wondering, the wealthiest people in the world work out immediately after waking up. They get it out of the way first thing. Ask them all. They'll all basically tell you the same thing. I wake up, I work out, then I start my day.
Yeah. And I will say that generally works best for me also. But what is best for you is what gets done.
Right.
So if it's right before you go to sleep, I don't care. You know, I mean, do what is going to work the best for your schedule.
Next on the list is raising the stakes. So how we raise the stakes is we tell other people. We let them know what's going on so we can allow someone else to help keep us accountable. We can punish ourselves. Take away something that you enjoy if you didn't get the things that you finished that you needed to get accomplished, right? And then you can always treat yourself. Don't treat yourself with food. That is not the way to treat yourself. But when you reach these little sub goals, you know, if you have a big goal, and like I said earlier, you know, you got to have, you know, something that you can attain, you know, small steps along the way. Once you reach those little small steps, treat yourself.
Right. Well, and it's the same thing. I mean, we've heard, we had a patient just the other day who was talking about, I don't remember if you remember what show it was, but their favorite show. And they're like, I'm only allowed to watch it when I'm on the treadmill.
Oh, yeah.
Great way to do it, right? Because then they don't let themselves watch it unless they are working out. And so, I mean, those are the ways to like raise the stakes on this so that you are missing out on something that you want to do if you're not doing
it was only a problem once on a Saturday. She worked out for like 12 hours in a row on a Netflix bender.
Hey, whatever works.
She was a little dehydrated. No, I'm just teasing. And next up is getting enough sleep. We talk about sleep on this show. No one gets enough sleep, it seems. We're all rushing, and the sleep that we do get is not quality. Nobody functions well without enough sleep.
And
I think
we hear it so often that it goes in one ear and out the other,
right?
I mean, everybody's like, yeah, I'm not getting enough sleep. I'm not getting enough sleep. It's so important. It's crazy that we're not making this more of a priority.
We tell every one of our patients it's extremely important to go to bed and wake up at the exact same times every single day. That's how we make sure that we get enough sleep. Now, that doesn't mean we go to sleep at 2 a.m. and wake up at 5:30 a.m. and that doesn't count, right? We still have to get a reasonable amount of sleep, 7 to 8 hours, and just make it a habit.
Right.
If you do this every day for a couple of weeks, it just becomes habit.
Right. And if it doesn't, you know, you either have a problem with sleep hygiene, in which case I would say go back and listen to our podcast on sleep.
Yep.
Because we go through all of that. Or there is something health related going on. I know we get a lot of people that come in and they have trouble falling asleep or staying asleep, or they're waking up numerous times throughout the night. Something health related is probably going on. Come in, get checked out, and we can help you with that.
That's correct. Then there's stress. We have to have as many stress reducing activities as we can possibly come up with. You may know something that works well for you. You may be one of the listeners out there that meditates every single day and that works great for you. Others of you may not have any idea whatsoever what to do to start reducing your stress.
So you take a Xanax.
So exactly. So you take a Xanax, right? So things that you can do. Meditation. Meditation is a practice. You're not going to be good at meditation the very first time you do it.
No, you'll be really bad. We all are really bad.
We were all really bad. I mean, nobody got on a bicycle and rode it, you know, first thing. We all crashed a couple of times. That's the same with meditation. But there are apps out there like Headspace that can help you with guided meditations, work your way through. I know Oprah and Deepak Chopra have some meditation stuff out there that you can use. Any of that is going to help. Go to yoga. Yoga is very, very helpful. There was a book just written. It's slipping my mind. I'm so sorry that I forgot the name of the book. I saw it and didn't write it down. But it's all about being present, right? That's something that's important, that you can take 10 minutes and just be present. Go to church, Bible study. Some people are super into that. That's great.
Just taking 10 deep breaths is a big thing. And that's one that I use a lot. I'll just take a few deep breaths and that can calm me down. But kind of having these in your arsenal so that if you have a stressful time, you've got these to choose from so that you're not all of a sudden when you're stressed trying to figure out what to do. Because, again, that's when you end up resorting to medication because you're like, I don't know what you know, what else to do? I'm stressed out. And so think about it when you're not stressed, so that you know what to pull from when you have those times.
Right. All right. We got to take another break. When we come back, we're just going to finish up on talking about things that you can do to make your New Year's resolutions even better. You're listening to Wellness 101.
She's so kissable, huggable, lovable, unbelievable.
You're listening to Wellness 101, brought to you by the Institute of Natural Health. For more information, visit them online at theinstituteofnaturalhealth.com or by phone 314-293-8123.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are, I can't believe the show goes by so fast. We've been talking today about resolutions, New Year's resolutions, and how to streamline them and make them, you know, make them work for you by doing a few simple things like getting rid of you know, some of the noise, streamlining some of the things that you do, setting, you know, smart goals and outsourcing things that you don't have to, you know, do that someone else can do for you. But one of the next things, it's really, this one's huge. We see this in our clinic a lot. And it's basically share your battle. Tell your story, right? It's not easy to get support for, you know, suffering and struggling. I mean, Erin has told her story on here a countless number of times,
right,
talking about how she didn't really get support through the battle.
And that's one of the things, you know, we really work on our clinic, and anyone who has come to see us knows, I mean, we really have just the best people who work in our clinic, you know, who really care about everyone who comes in there. And we are very supportive of what everyone is going through. I think also, you know, we have the IV portion where people are sitting out there and they're able to actually talk to each other. There's something really special when you're able to share what you've gone through with someone who can relate to it. And it's, I think part of my issue when I was going through this is that I didn't know anyone who was going through anything remotely like I was. And so I didn't share what I was, you know, suffering with because it was so unrelatable to people. And right. When I did, I didn't feel like, you know, there was a lot of empathy. It was really difficult for people to even understand what it was.
We have people literally will set, you know, they're very nervous. They're maybe getting an IV for the very first time after actually getting answers to figuring out what's going on with their health. And they go out, they're sitting there and they may be a little apprehensive. And someone else sitting in there is always, hey, how are you? What's your name? I'm so-and-so. Tell me a little bit about your adventure and your story. And they share their story and where they are and what's going on. And, you know, everybody there can relate because they may not have the exact same condition that someone else has.
They've all been through the
struggle.
They've
all fought the same battles. They've been through that struggle.
And it's really great for the people who have been coming to see us for a while and are getting better because they're able to share, like, this really is, you know, this is what worked for me.
Right.
And this is what, and I think, you know, that's one of the ways that they're able to give back then.
And we have so many different people's stories of how they got better. Some people started feeling better immediately. We have, and then on the other end of the spectrum, we have an individual, bless her heart, when she comes in, she's overjoyed to tell her story because she went through the same struggle day in, day out for well over a year. Woke up one morning, it was like somebody turned the light switch on and everything that she had was gone.
And bless her because, I mean, we kept saying, stick with it. And she did.
And it was
just like, you know, a light switch because we knew we were doing what was appropriate. But there wasn't, you know, most people will see these increment improvements, which is what motivates you to keep going. You know, and so when you don't, it's harder, but eventually the change will happen. So I think, yeah, sharing your battle with people who can understand you is really important. And our, you know, that's one of the things we provide in our clinic, I think.
And then next is use cleaner products. I mean,
we've talked about this so much on the show. And I think, you know, it's not just what we put in our bodies, it's what we put on our bodies. And if, you know, we talked about environmental toxins, there's so many shows that we've done on these sorts of things. So definitely if you're interested in the specifics, go back and listen to those that are on podcasts. one of the things I specifically wanted to bring up, one of our friends, Ashley Nordman, has come up with a product. It's called Scent. It's S-C-N-T, which is 100% natural perfume. Now, perfume is something we've talked a lot on our shows about fragrance and how toxic fragrance can be, full of phthalates, and how those are endocrine disruptors. And it can really affect us. And as women, we're typically putting those on, you know, once or more a day, right? And so Ashley's come up with a product that's 100% natural. You can be confident in putting it on. Plus, there's two different fragrances. They smell great. So check them out because, and like I said, we get nothing for, you know, I am just a huge supporter of people who are trying to do the right thing out there.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, this is a product that we can stand behind and, you know, someone who's doing it for the right reasons. So, and I, you know, we've talked about it's not just perfume, it's makeup, it's skincare products and all different sorts of things. So let 2019 be the year that you're not only focusing on what you put in your body, but what goes on your body, because both of them make a difference.
Right. Eat real food. Next up on the list. I mean, there's so many processed, packaged foods. I read a thing the other day, over 90% of the food that you can go into a grocery store and buy wasn't available 100 years ago. That's scary. Right? We need to eat that 10% of things that was available 100 years ago, which is animals and plants. That's what we need to be consuming. We need to eat less processed foods. I know that there, you know, there's not a lot of restaurants out there that,
right, you're
that
gonna
have
to
clean
cook
food.
A lot of this.
You've got to figure this out. And you know, one of the things I know when Aaron was pregnant with our little guy the first time around, I don't even know how many times I had to go to Symbol in St. Louis
and we wanted to mention that again. You know, we talked about Scent with Ashley Nordman, who we know. We didn't know the owner of Symbol.
I have no clue who they are. We just know it's delicious.
So we have there's no connection here at all, except for the fact that they're doing the right thing. And I think that, you know, when companies are doing the right thing, when businesses are doing the right thing, they deserve support from those of us who are fighting a similar fight.
Aaron literally gave birth and then in the hospital said, this is what I want. And so we had to go get Symbol while she was in the hospital.
Yeah.
It was comical.
One of the people in our clinic went and got it for me. And and it was close to the OB's office. And that's why, you know, all of my checkups, I'm like, okay.
That's where we're going.
But here I am with three autoimmune conditions and pregnant, right? So I was very cautious about what I put in my body. And so, you know, I'm very good at meal planning, but had heard of this place and so went. And there are so many options for whatever diet that you're on. It's all great food. And so definitely check it out if you're in the St. Louis area. That's Symbol.
So there's a couple. We don't have a lot of time left. There's a couple others I want to touch on. Conquer clutter. Get rid of clutter. Enough said. Just get rid of the stuff. Throw stuff away.
Good things can't come into your life if you've got all of this clutter around. So getting rid of the bad stuff, allow space for good things to come.
And the same with toxic people. Get those people out of your life. And then last one that I want to really touch on is listen to people who've done the work and are already successful. Listen to them. They have good sage advice.
Social media is great for this because for free, you know, and podcasts are great for this. But there are so many people out there giving advice who haven't done a lot. Really focus on the people who have done the work and have gone through the fight and are where you want to be.
Right. All right. That's about all the time we've got for today. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook, theinstituteofnaturalhealth.com. Our phone number, if you want to call us, 314-293-8123. For Aaron, I'm Dr. TJ. This has been Wellness 101. Thanks for listening.
Wellness 101 has been brought to you by the Institute of Natural Health, your destination for functional medicine in St. Louis. For more information, visit them online at theinstituteofnaturalhealth.com or by phone 314-293-8123.